If you're waiting for a big permission slip to actually step into yourself as a healer, either this is it or it is never coming at all. This is the Healer's Journey podcast. Welcome. I'm your host, Inga Brower. And here we bust one block on the path of being a healer every single episode. Today, we are talking about believing in ourselves as healers. It is a big freaking word. We all have these shamanic imageries in our heads, and then we look at ourselves in the mirror and we see someone who is not that, right? And so we think, maybe I shouldn't devote myself to this. I shouldn't try this. I shouldn't follow that calling in my heart that says, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to devote myself to. There's nothing else that matters to me more than being an expression of love in this world, standing for that even when it's difficult and inconvenient, helping my people access the highest levels of themselves, the most truest versions of themselves, and essentially freeing yourself and everybody else. So I never knew I was meant for healing. To this day, it's really still just a best guess situation. It really is, okay? I've had lots of little experiences on the way. I've followed my curiosity. But the idea that I could heal people, it still gives me a little bit of ache, okay? I am such a firm believer that we're all walking each other home. And as a healer, that is your highest job. It's to, first of all, let yourself be walked home, to walk yourself home again and again and again and again and again, and then helping others do the same. So in energy work, yes, we're channeling universal healing energy, and it is beautiful, and it is honestly downright magical sometimes. But what that energy is doing, it is walking the people you're working with back home as well. And when we are anchored and sourced in ourselves, so much more becomes possible. We're not looping. We're not doing the same over and over and over again, hoping for a different result. We're not sort of blocked in these places that we really want to exit. We want to create a more beautiful, perfect world, right? And so that starts in ourselves. We have this magical, monumental opportunity, really, to start with ourselves. So let's talk a little bit about this hesitation that we all feel at some point in claiming the identity of a healer. So first of all, it might help to position ourselves really firmly and really clearly that nobody is talking about any kind of power over situation. If you claim your identity as a healer, it doesn't make you more special. It doesn't make you less fucked up. It doesn't really change anything about who you already are. What it does change is a posture that you hold in your energy and in your life. What it does change is that you make a commitment. You devote yourself to healing, to being the most of yourself that you can be, the most integrated, the most loved, the most loving, the most creative, the most bold, possibly the most soft, the most everything that's in your range. It's a commitment to stop holding back from who you know you're really meant to be. Holding back from the gifts you are here to express. It hurts. It really hurts, that feeling that your song is trapped inside of you, that you and what you have to give and what you are here to create in the world. Some call that your purpose. And it's this like all-encompassing feeling that there's enormous energy available for this higher purpose, this thing that you're called to devote yourself to. Now, I think we often overcomplicate this purpose question. It's really just like, what do you think is important enough to devote yourself even when it gets hard, when it gets messy, when it gets complicated, when you have to make some real choices? So, stepping into yourself as a healer, if you are called to do that, stopping yourself from doing it feels like you are trapped inside of yourself in some ways. There's a song, there's a love. There is a love inside of you that wants to come out, that wants to land in the right ways because you know it's powerful. You love your people deeply. And when I say deeply, I mean like that love is deep inside of you. It doesn't express itself in maybe lovey-dovey ways. Maybe you are a very fierce, loving person, and you've learned to put a damper on that in your expression because people haven't been so receptive to it. Maybe you are actually so lovey-dovey and sweet and soft, and you just want to nurture people. And the culture around you has also told you, no, you got to be tough, you got to be strong, whatever it is. But there's something inside of you that wants to come out. And this goes for healing or for any purpose. And when you keep swallowing that, when you keep holding it back, what ends up happening is that you end up swallowing your power, swallowing your desire, swallowing your intuition, and everything starts feeling more dull, more muted. You watch your people, the people you really love, suffer while you feel powerless because your healing voice, your capacity to make a difference is trapped. The desire is there, but the know-how isn't. The desire is there, but the refinement to actually allowing that love to come out of you, to land in someone else, and to create the transformation that you know is available isn't there. And that is pure frustration. And it is not uncommon for people who feel called to do healing work but hold themselves back to create depression for themselves, situational depression, where it's really like an energetic putting blocks on top of yourself, holding yourself back. So what ends up happening here is that for many natural healers, what they end up doing, what they can do, is they hold space for everybody else. They have a beautiful, non-judgmental presence. People feel like they can talk to them because they won't be judged. And it's like a healing conversation, and it feels like it. But what ends up happening is you absorb other people's stuff, and they tell you, wow, I feel so much better talking with you. But your expression, your gifts didn't maybe get to come out to play as much as they could. And so it ends up that you stay trapped inside of you. Your ability to really help people transform, walk them through the fires of their existence is still muted. So everybody else kind of tells you, wow, you really have a gift, I feel better, but it's not actually hitting the way that you know that it could. So if this is resonating for you, if you're thinking, holy shit, she has called me out, and she is calling me in. I want you to think about the following. You are doing healing work already, okay? You might have friends like I used to have that their sole purpose in your life is to help you feel like you are doing healing work. So these are people who will call you and like just talk at you for 45 minutes straight without you getting a word edgewise. They might be people who are perpetually, quote unquote, fucked up in some way or need rescuing in some way. And you are happily, and not happily, but you are the friend who's always going to be there, who's always going to take care of them, who's always going to work with them to for their healing. But the problem with this is there's never really any resolution. The friend doesn't really heal. They're getting sort of this watered down version of healing space being held for them, and you're giving it, and neither of you is actually totally satisfied. So if that is you, this might hit hard, okay? I feel that. I understand. And yet, we're going to go all the way through this. Going through this means recognizing that you are actually maybe not helping them as much as you think you are. You might be enabling them and might keep them into a certain role so that you can feel your role, so you can fulfill your feeling of being a healing presence in the world. They might be the kinder one in the situation in a weird, fucked up turn of events. Two, if you're already doing it, which I imagine many of you are, or you are, might as well really do it. Might as well go all in. Might as well learn the energetic tools to do healing work, to stand for healing in a way that doesn't injure you and that keeps you in this for the long term, that centers your experience, that centers you as the most powerful place to do that healing work. Because in the end, like the only person we can actually heal is ourselves. And the more we do that, the more we heal ourselves, the more our impact grows. The more we untangle from these dynamics that give us the fast food version of the true nourishment, the more we get skilled, the more we refine, the more we learn to read energy in a way that isn't so woo-woo, but is more like a clear, okay, now is the time for me to pull my energy back. Okay, now I'm seeing some energies that are wanting to come back to love. Let me ground myself in such a way that they can ground through me, but I don't have to hold on to them. If you're already doing healing work, like let me refine my gifts, let me really work on them, let me find how to word them and talk about them so that I can offer them to the right people at the right time and create the maximum impact. Right? So there's a way in which having all of this desire and all of this like unmet need and drive to help heal the world, and God knows, and I mean, all of us know it's been needing healing for a long time, and right now is a particular moment where it is just glaring us in the face. Extra, extra, extra bonus. And so, in a way, having all this desire, being one of the people who is called to this work and not refining it and making it into a usable skill that impacts both you and other people is actually a bit selfish. It is placing your commitment to staying a little bit mid. First time using that word today, okay? I feel like an old millennial. Feeling a little, blah, feeling like you have this in you, but it's not usable or practical, is a waste, an enormous waste of resources. I truly believe this, are one of the most important, powerful resources we have on the planet today. So, today, I want you to do one simple thing. Okay? I want you to inhale and then take a long exhale. And I want you to whisper to yourself, I am called to heal. I'm called to learn this as a skill. And I don't need to know where this ends up. I'm called to heal. I'm called to learn this as a skill. And I don't need to know where it'll end up. My dear, before I close this very first episode of The Healer's Journey, I want to leave you with one more thing. I believe many of us are called to be healers. Many, many, many. But I don't believe all of us are called to be healers in the way we've seen it, the way we imagine it. Of doing one-on-one work with people. I think healing work can be done in as many ways as there are people out there in the world. I think you can do healing work by greeting people in a dentist's office. I think you can do healing work by managing your team in a different way. I believe you can do healing work by healing your own ancestral generational trauma. I believe you can do healing work by volunteering. I believe you can do healing work by playing music. Healing is really universal. And you catch healing with a smile, you catch healing with somebody who's regulated and calm in a room. So, this healer's journey, yes, it's for the healers who are building a business and building a life where healing work with other people is the maple, the thing that everything else turns around. But it is also for you if there's no clear path to that, or if you're not sure that's even for you. So, welcome to the healer's journey. I'm Inga Brewer, I'm your host. And if you're feeling this, make sure you catch the next episode.